Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I failed as usual when it comes to, you see it almost everything else, but I failed when it came to getting to a lot of calls last hour. We're going to try it this hour and intersperse a lot of the top news. Caleb in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead. Go ahead, Caleb. Yeah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex, today?
Worldwide transmission. Go ahead, sir.
Alex, I want to talk to you for a long time, man. I'm a fan of yours. I know God used you to kind of open my eyes to what's been going on in the world. And I've kind of listened to you after you come home from being with your kids. You know, I've got two daughters of my own. And, man, I just want to breathe some hope into you. And I had a passage of scripture that I'd like to read to you. That's a lot.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
This isn't mainstream media where you got to ask permission to say what you want. Go ahead.
It's in Psalm 37. It says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass, wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass."
Well, I want to be clear. I want to be clear that I do trust, and I have been given the desires of my heart. I am so blessed. I am so honored. It's just I'm not good at this, okay? I am a mean, angry person. I can't believe all the criminals around me. I frankly want to assault them, and I'm just mad. That's all.
Alex, I am too. And the only thing that is keeping me on focus is the Word, because, you know, this is, you know, we have it written in Revelations that there will be a one-world government. And I'm not with the people that want to lay down, and I'm not with what the church
No, I believe the Bible. My whole point is it doesn't matter what's coming. I'm going to fight it head up.
Yeah, I'm with you there, man. But, you know, I really don't have any other way to converse with you. And, you know, because I've been praying for you, man. I listen to you how frustrated you get sometimes, like we all do. And you go for one day to be with your kids, and you come back on the show, man, and you're at peace. Your voice is different. And I just want you to know that I'm praying for you. I've still got some more of this verse, but I really feel like Psalms 37 is for you.
Well, go ahead and finish the verse, but listen, I will tell you, I'll take off one or two days, and then I do. I'm at peace. If people that know me personally, I'll sit there for an hour around a coffee table where people are drinking coffee, and I won't say a word. I'm the type of person, I get up here, and this is who I am when I'm fighting them. I'm not like this in person. I'm somebody who likes to dig around in the yard for, you know, and plant things. I'm in the mode to go after these people, but go ahead.
It shakes me up too. You know, I started looking at the Federal Reserve, and then God brought me on to listening to your show. And I just want you to know that I am praying for you specifically. I know God is using you, and I know you are a Christian. I see God's hand on you when you're praying for people. I just think, you know, iron sharpens iron, and sometimes you need to have somebody, you know, you need to know that people are praying for you and lifting you up before the Lord.
Well, let me just say this.
Because you are attacked. Your whole family's attacked.
Let me just say this. I couldn't do what I do without the prayer, and I can feel your prayers.
Well, you know, this New World Order is the spirit of Antichrist. And it is working. But, you know, the promises in the Bible, they are not going to overtake us. They will not win. Psalms 37 is full of, you know, God's blessing upon his people. I guess I really don't have time to read you, you know, 10 more verses, but it specifically speaks about what's going on. Right.
Tell you what, stay there. Quickly, when we get back, read your verses, and then I'm going to get to everybody else. I want to give everybody else time, but we all got all these great callers. Look, we're not supposed to act normal here and calm. This is out of control, okay? That's what people listen to this show, though. It's real. I wear my heart on my sleeve. This is real.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X-Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X-Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we got a caller, Kettle from Texas. I want to read a couple more passages. And we're going to go to Larry, Tommy, Johnny, Wayne, Mario, John, and others. Okay, go ahead and finish up, Caleb.
Okay, sir. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. For those that wait upon the Lord, he shall inherit the earth. But yet a little while and the wicked shall not be, and thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the peace.
You know, I was going to let you read all this, but your cell phone or whatever it is breaking up bad.
I'm sorry.
Just tell folks the particular subsection and chapter so they can go read it.
It's Psalms 37, and just the whole thing, man. And Alex, I want you to know that I am praying for you every day.
I hear you, and I appreciate it, and you're awesome. Take care, my friend. There goes Caleb from Texas. But there's also that passage about a time to reap, a time to sow, a time to love, you know, time to fight, a time to die, a time to... And so, you know, there are hundreds of examples in the Bible of an enemy comes in to kill you, rise up and kill them, defend your family, stand up, fight back, don't go along with. You know, there is a time to be meek, and there's times when I am meek. And there's a time to not be meek, folks. That's my point. You have to have discernment. And I don't even claim to have that good a discernment, but I guess I do. I mean, how could you not know just Ron Paul's good, you know? But again, we had to have this debate. That's fine. I had one guy call me a few months ago. I blew up at him. He said, you know, Ron Paul's just too good to be true. Well, you have to go look at his history and what he's done, the fruits he's borne. I mean, how do you judge a tree? By its fruits. That's a great parable, even if you're not a Christian. I mean, that makes a lot of sense. Ron Paul has created amazing fruit, good fruit. He stood up against evil. He deserves our support. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Larry in Ohio. Go ahead, Larry.
Hey, how you doing today, Alex?
Good, sir.
Hey, I wanted to talk to you, talking about autism and the vaccinations yesterday. I've got a 9-year-old autistic son. He was diagnosed when he was 3 years old. And I deal a lot with these, with a lot of families, a lot of other people who deal with the same problem. And all of them, what you're saying, you're right on track. All of these people, whenever they get the, typically the MMR shot, their kids were autistic a month later. They look at the videotapes before, their kids were fantastic. And then it's just like you say, the light goes out. It's like the twinkle's gone out of their eye.
Listen, I've been at the Texas coast in a hot tub at a hotel, and the woman's got an autistic child, and I say, let me guess, at 18 months that happened. Yeah, the day he took the shots, but I'm not sure it's the shots. And then they give me the line about, because it's only boys, it would do it to girls. No, the boys have don't have the gene, or the gene's not dominant, to let it pass the blood-brain barrier. Go ahead.
If you research what mercury poisoning does to you, it
matches
autism exactly.
And do the hospitals and doctors, when the child goes autistic, tell you how to detox them quick and reverse most of it and maybe save them? No, they don't do that. No, they don't.
They don't know what they say. They know what don't know what causes it. The nurses, the doctors, 95% of them do not vaccinate their own children. You try to talk to these medical professionals, as they call them, about how many times that they have to rush a kid to the emergency room because of the shots. They won't even, they tell you they can't talk.
And by the way, notice like 6-7 years ago, the feds are experts. They'll create a crisis, and then they come in with a solution. Remember all the cop cars suddenly had bumper stickers, and there were billboards saying, don't shake a baby, don't beat a baby. And when the 18-month-old sometimes starts having convulsions in the hospital or at the clinic, then they can't grab them. But then they CPS the people's child because that night they have a convulsion and then they just come arrest the parents saying they shook them. Because they can also do MRIs and show brain inflammation. Sorry, go ahead.
Almost every time, that's what happens. Whenever the kid has a violent reaction immediately, they immediately call CPS.
Not a pure evil scum. It's not enough that they brain damage the children with extreme pleasure. It's then they got to take them. I just am sick of it. Sorry, go ahead.
After the whole thing goes on, it gets even worse. I mean, the people end up, I mean, it could basically cost you around $50,000, $60,000 to work with a child. To get them to where they're
being. Yeah, and the very same medical system then sucks up all the cash. I mean, folks, it's normal to get mad, by the way. Brain damaging and hurting children in a giant eugenics program is wrong, and I've had enough of our little boys, millions of them, having this done to them by these murderers.
And all of these families that I deal with, their kids are in, you know, good programs and such, none of them vaccinate their younger children. And it's an absolute hassle. You have to go with a religious objector status in order to get around it in the school systems.
I hear you. I hear you. I mean, just briefly, because you work with these families that happened to your child. I mean, so they now are coming out of denial, though, because they're noticing, wait, the child was fine, and they took the shot. And the reason it's 18 months is that's when it builds up. Go ahead.
I'm in the program I'm in, these parents, I mean, they're hardworking parents. There's probably the majority of them. They put them in the school system, which does absolutely nothing because, like in the case of my child, they get $72,000 a year, the school system does, for having an autistic child. As soon as he's deemed what they call typical, the money goes away.
So and by the way, the average child nationwide is only $8,000, and you're correct, 70-plus thousand on average. Some states it's above 100. Some, like Texas, is only getting like 45 for an autistic child. Pure money, and they literally pay the teacher $35,000-$40,000, put them in portable buildings outside. Now their portable buildings are everywhere. I mean, you may have a school of 500 kids, and 30, 40 of them are autistic. I mean, never existed before, and they warehouse them. Can you imagine the cash cow having each portable with 12 autistic children in it, three or four portables, each teacher only getting $30-something grand? Can you imagine the money they're making?
And the programs in the public school are an absolute joke. They do nothing for these kids.
Well, as you said, the money goes away if they come out of it. So then they put them on drugs. Then they start claiming they're a discipline problem. Then they try to get you to institutionalize them where the real cash is made.
Yeah, there was one teacher. She actually asked me, does your child really need to learn how to talk? It's insane.
Well, yeah, they're usually drug addict babies themselves, had scum parents, and there are a lot of loving people in these things, but there's also a lot of scum.
But my kid's in a program now with people. I mean, they do a lot of work. They don't depend on the system to help their kid. And you talk to them in private, they'll tell you that, yeah, they think, you know, it happened all around the Mercury, but they won't talk about it to other people because they're afraid of losing funding that they get from the state. Because you can't possibly work as much as you need to work on this program and make enough money to pay for it. Like I said, $50,000 to $60,000 a year.
It's pure evil, my friend. Absolute pure evil. I appreciate your call. I was about to go to Mario, but he just hung up. Mario, I wanted to go to you from California. If you can get back in, it's 1-800-259-9231. We're about to go to Johnny Wayne. But before I do that, I mean, I involuntarily start yelling and screaming here on air because I don't like having to focus on this, folks. I have to come in here like 10, 15, sometimes 20 hours a day. Last night I worked 17 hours, and then when I worked that much and I couldn't go to sleep, rolled around for 3 hours. I used to always sleep great. Now I overwork, and, you know, when you overwork and you can't sleep, so I've had about 3 hours sleep probably, and I'm just in a bad mood. It's true. But to make a long story short, I mean, I get up here on air, and I know what he's going to say next, because I've seen it everywhere, and it's documented. I mean, not only do they shoot your kid up full of stuff that they know attacks the brain viciously, then they send those slack-jawed punks to take your child, or to harass the living daylights out of you, and the court system sucks a bunch out of you, and you got to go take classes and all this, because they brain damage your child, and you comply with these eugenicists. And by the way, I'm studying all this eugenics right now for Endgame. I mean, we're at the end of the film here. Deep research. It's what to leave in, what to leave out is the problem. I don't want to make the film 10 hours long. But I want to put on the case here. I mean, that's how much evidence we've got. I want to put all this stuff on for you. I mean, this is red-handed, man. This is Margaret Sanger saying we don't want the blacks to figure out we're exterminating them. So we've got our black leaders out there as our fronts. Then I learned the black leaders agreed with her and didn't like their own people. I mean, man, this is hardcore. And then I find out they wanted to do it. They were doing it to the whites mainly. And that they were having trouble with the blacks because they didn't trust them, thank God. But the gullible whites thought it was really a special treat they were getting. Because, you know, they're members of the elite. So it's so easy to sell them on anything. Same giggly yuppies we had the day we had back then. And then they talk about how they founded all the major movements. I mean, we're talking sociology, we're talking psychology, we're talking demographics, biometrics, modern law enforcement, social working was founded out of it. I mean, folks, I mean literally 90% of the government agencies you hear the names of, human resources and all this, it's all eugenics. They literally, I said they run everything. They run the entire global government codified system. They run it all. I mean, you can't trust anything this government does. You can't trust anything they say. You can't, I mean, you got, and then they got special psychological warfare ops on who they hire. Like most of the social workers were abused as children, either by the CPS, but generally by their own parents. And so then they think everybody's an abuser, so they're like weird cult members, or they're pedophiles. They're running around, or half of them quit in the first year because a lot of people mean well, join it and find out it isn't good. And go into something else, and you find out it's all eugenics. I mean, what do they call, you know, I told you I have that UT textbook where they call the family a disease that must be eradicated that's currently being used for social workers. I found where all that stuff came from. I mean, 100 years ago, 130 years ago, 60, 70 years ago. I've got piles of books and letters and university documents and LexisNexis searches and just literally piles of it. I mean, like 3-foot-tall piles of books and documents, just how they're going to slaughter us and kill us and do all this to us. And then they inject your children with something that they know attacks their brain. It's by design. And then the cops all start wondering, why are all these kids suddenly collapsing? And they go, that's because they shook them. They beaten that toddler. Get over there and take them. And the well-meaning cop, road to hell's paved with good intentions, goes over and does it. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis After, Alex Jones, 2 to 4, Monday to Friday. Develop the first line of defense kit to block pathogenic infective organisms to give you day-to-day protection as well as infection protection against biological and chemical weapons. Defense tabs block virus and bacterial entry into your tissues. Immunity blocks the tissues by improving your host defenses by increasing your enzyme activity by putting the minerals back into your enzymes and your cells, rejuvenate cellular function. The 3M masks are the best masks in the world at 99.67% of smoke and nanoparticles. All viruses and bacteria are blocked. Defense wipes will kill all the pathogenic viruses and bacteria on contact and are safe for you and your loved ones. So get a first line of defense kit and protect yourself from daily pathogens and from civil defense from biological, chemical, and toxic weapons. Call us at 888-212-8871 or order securely at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or call us at 888-212-8871. Stay well and protect your loved ones today.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that there is a concentration camp program that was designed during the Ronald Reagan administration called Rex 84? This program is designed to imprison anyone whom the federal government deems an enemy of the state. A judge in Houston, Texas, declared that the plaintiff had proven that there was such a program that existed, but no one had been harmed or imprisoned by it, so he declared it unconstitutional and dismissed the case. We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Calls now here. It's always interesting. Johnny Wayne with 9/11 Truth has called in. What's going on?
How's it going, Alex? This is actually Johnny Wave.
Johnny Wave. Okay, I thought it said Wayne. Go ahead, sir.
Fine, sir. Well, I just want to thank you personally, sir, because you opened my eyes to this big mess that we have going on here. And I met your friend Ed Asner this last Sunday at an event with David Ray Griffin. And he motivated me to call you to get your listeners on top of 9/11 truthaction.org that we have going on out here.
Go ahead. Is this phone cutting out? Just get him to, if he can get back on, we'll have him on. Okay, let's go ahead now and take another call here. Let's go ahead and take a call from Josh in New York. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, this is John.
Okay, let's just go. Let's just get you on here.
All right. I've noticed that they've started around here on the news giving a lot of propaganda for some kind of medication that cures your addiction to smoking cigarettes.
If it's a vaccination, it is muy bad.
No, it's a pill, actually.
Yeah, there's a bunch of those, and some of them, I've tried to look into them a little bit, but...
I was wondering how they work, and that's my call. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you holding, John, to ask that question. I don't know. I don't know the particular pill. Do you know?
No, I never heard of it. I was just like, oh, wow, they have a pill of these. I heard of the vaccine, but I never heard of a pill form of this.
Well, I've struggled with tobacco. People say once you get off of it, a lot of people don't want it anymore. I always want it. I was wanting it last night. Frankly, I like to smoke a pipe. I was wanting a bowl of tobacco, like nobody's business at about 2 in the morning working. But it gives you cancer. It's really bad. And the patches don't work for me. There's one way to do it, and that's cold turkey. But you better look out. I've quit smoking like 10 times. I've quit for 2 years, 4 years, a month. I haven't been smoking now for about 4 months again. People always come to me on the street and they go, I thought you don't smoke, cause you lie. No, I go on and off the stuff. I mean, it's I got a serious problem with it. Thank God I never got into any other drugs, but I like cigarettes, man. I like tobacco. I like chewing tobacco. I like it all. And I know they've got vaccines that attack the brain and create plaques, very dangerous, that will, quote, cure you of nicotine addiction. But I wouldn't take that for anything. And I know they've got several different pills, prescription pills now, and I just don't know if they're safe because I haven't studied them. So I hope they can answer your question. I'm not a physician. Let's go ahead and talk to Kevin in Boston. You're on the air, Kevin.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex. You know, I'm a Boston Irish Catholic, lifelong proud Kennedy Liberal Democrat. But thanks to you and others, I've been awoken. You know, I'd give the shirt off my back to help the next guy. But we see the Democrats haven't been helping anybody. And I've woken up, and I'm a Ron Paul Republican 100% right now. You have a huge audience. If just 200,000 people gave $5 after they finished listening to your show, and they can go right on the web and do it by credit card at ronpaul2008.com, and that would be $1 million, and we'd keep the momentum going.
I want to give our audience credit. Ron Paul said on air that more than half the support he's gotten has been from this audience, and I asked him off air what percentage financial. He said a large percentage. So, I wish I could get the same support from the audience, but they know Ron Paul needs the support and is the winner. And, yes, people should donate to Ron Paul and just continue the momentum.
You know, you're not going to stop the war with Hillary or in Obama. And in the Republicans, you've got fake conservatives, Benito Giuliani and CFR Fred Thompson and flip-flop Romney. He's the only answer, and I couldn't be more excited about him. And thank you for bringing him to us, because I think you helped encourage him.
Well, see, that's what's beautiful, though, sir, and what's beautiful about your call. It's sane, it's rational, it's focused. It isn't about what group or background we're from. We're all good people. We all love America. We all love freedom. People listening globally love their countries. We're coming together for liberty and freedom. These labels mean nothing.
And if while you're campaigning for Ron Paul, I want to throw out, there's a band called Poker Face. They've got a webpage, pokerface.com. They really fired me up, too, because they're very anti-New World Order.
And they got some really, really powerful music.
Another thing that you brought me to that was a link to your site, it wasn't one of the most prominently, was mostholyfamilymonastery.com, Brother Michael Diamond. As I said, I'm a Catholic. They've got a theory out there for $10. It couldn't have even covered costs with the material they sent me that was dynamite. It can be a little disturbing, but if people are here, they're ready for the truth. And they basically prove that we're the Catholic Church, we're the body of Christ. As Our Lady, if you're Catholic...
Listen, we're flat out of time, my friend. Thank you so much for the call. More calls straight ahead on the other side.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07, subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
Some folks are born.
Some folks are born. Make the way to fly. Ooh. Some red, white, and blue. And when the band plays, hell to the chief, Lord knows, they point the cannon at you.
Rodney, Gavin, Mike, Todd, Mike, we got that Johnny Wade back on. I'm going to get to all of you before we end the show. We got to move quicker with everybody. Before I do that, I want to tell you about a great sponsor. Bad nutrition is a breeding ground for illness due to stress and anxiety, not to mention the loving chemtrails. Ask yourself, what is your diet like? Processed foods and even good organics don't have the nutritional values you need in today's world. Think about it. Have you forgotten that you're supposed to feel good and energetic all day long? And if not, you aren't getting the nutrition you need? Stop wishing you had more energy and focus and make it happen today with one simple phone call. 1-866-762-9238 or visit them on the web at erenfood.com. That's innerfood.com or 1-866-762-9238. Great green food. I take it. Go check out the info at innerfood.com. Another great product is Shilajit from Shilajit in the mountains there in Tibet and into Nepal. Comes from both places. 84 different types of minerals in ionic form. Solutions from Science in Thomas, Illinois has made this offer. Just absolutely fabulous deal. No money, no credit card, no nothing. You just give them your name and address, where to ship it. This great mineral formula. That's one of the key things we're missing. And then if you like it in 3 months, you send off another bottle and pay for the first bottle you got. That's how much they believe in the product, and I'm taking it, Aaron Dykes is taking it, and it's powerful stuff. BlacklistedHerb.com, BlacklistedHerb.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, or BlacklistedHerb.com. Let us now go to Rodney in Texas. Rodney, thanks for holding.
Hey, thanks, Alex. Haven't been able to get in for a while, man, but great show. I have three things I want to ask you about. Number one, I'd like to hear more of these cockroaches that Margaret Sanger used in the black community to help her to carry out her killing spree. I know that you named off Du Bois, and I was always suspicious of him, but you confirmed it. And also, you were talking about the interview with David Rothschild. At the end of that interview, he said, go get me some food. And I wasn't sure exactly what he meant by that, but it sounded very condescending. I'll just leave it at those two items, and I'd like to hear what you have to say about that.
A lot of people noticed that he said that. It's very, very bizarre. I mean, I'd like to think it was him being arrogant like I was his slave, but I think it's when I said evil people who are involved in the New World Order, and I said, I don't know if you are, but you're pushing an agenda, will be brought to justice and will be put in prison. And he said, okay, then go get me some food. He's saying, I'm involved in the New World Order, okay. Bring me some food to my jail cell, I think is what he was saying. But what did you think about him, and I brought it up three times, saying, yes, Jupiter, Saturn, and Mars are closer to the sun.
I think you caught him off guard. I think he thought that you were going to be a sucker because a lot of people, they're not familiar with the alignment, you know, of the planets. And I think he thought that you were going to be a sucker and just kind of gloss over that and go along with it. You were very excellent. I mean, I'm so glad that you didn't back down.
Well, let me be clear. I thought he was on in the second hour, and I'd literally worked till about 3:30 that night before. I had a few hours sleep, and I got up about 9:30, barely got ready. I rarely do that, but I'm finishing a film right now. I've been doing it more than I should. And I literally came stumbling into the office 10 minutes before showtime, and I'd printed off his bio but left it at home. And I'm like, I got that Rothschild on. Who is he? What's the deal with him? And I really wasn't awake, and I didn't do the best job because, boom, Rothschild's on the air with me. And I'm sitting there trying to read the bio while I'm going up against him. And I didn't make a lot of points. I got all these emails, should have made this point, should have made that point. Yeah, folks, armchair quarterbacking. You know, we're on the field here, and at least my producer, Trey Kincaid, got him on. And plus he just kept interrupting everything and just denying. He knew that when he's dealing with the general public, that they're not informed. He didn't know that this audience isn't stupid.
Now, the other thing, I noticed that he has the same mannerisms that George Bush and John Kerry had when they were confronted with the skull and bone question. You remember how they both giggled and tried to play it off? Well, when you were confronting him with the truth, you notice he did this. He had the same type of mannerisms. I don't know if that's a ploy, a trick that these people use.
It's all about they lie to you, even if you know it's a lie. It's about, doesn't matter. I say reality is this. Like Karl Rove said, he controls reality. Doesn't matter what we do. You know, they're not conservatives. They say they are. It is amnesty. They say it isn't. They're openly setting up the North American Union. They say it doesn't exist. And then they also laugh at you like, you don't have a chance. Ha, ha, ha. It's that. But again, it's all done to demoralize you and make you think you don't have power.
Okay. Now, the other thing is, man, this series that you and Aaron Dykes are doing on eugenics, I'd like to hear more. I think that any time you can shine the spotlight on these rats, And watch them run for cover. I don't care if they're dead or they're alive. The truth is good. It's good medicine, even for the ones that.
Well, we're going to get into Friday for an hour and a half. We're going to get into from the 60s to present and in the future.
I hear more of these names of the black leaders that are because I actually did a little research on the Negro Project that was started by Sanger, but I stopped. I never actually got to the names of the black leaders in the community that were actually involved in it.
Oh, I've got the actual letters. I've got the actual letters.
Well, I want to hear more names. It was a little shocking today to hear Du Bois, but I do know that he. he, it said that he moved to Ghana at the end of his, I guess, his life and became a communist. I don't know if he probably already was a communist based on what.
Oh, yeah, we got pictures of him with Mao, yeah.
Oh, my God. You know, I actually heard a prominent talk show host in Chicago on a powerful radio station. I confronted him with this thing with Mao's killings and how a lot of our people here in this country, Rockefellers and people like that, John McCain and these people actually claim Mao was great. This guy actually said on his show, and I think he might have caught some flack from me, he said, well, Mao was great in many ways. Now, guess what? This guy's educated at one of those schools out there, Harvard, Yale, and it kind of didn't surprise me, but at the same time, I think that he kind of had a slip of the tongue.
Absolutely. Good job, Rodney, and I appreciate you. And they do have slips of the tongue because, you know, they're used to talking to each other behind closed doors. No, no, I've got all the letters, the books, all of it. I mean, she's like talking to, she's writing letters to Gamble, Procter & Gamble Fortune. She's writing letters to this person. She's all fun about David Rockefeller. Well, not about David, about John D. Rockefeller Jr. And they're all running the operation. David was around at the time, though, and pushing it. The Rockefellers run 40-plus eugenic societies in New York right now. I mean, they didn't stop, folks. They just kept rolling. But, I mean, I ought to read these letters on air. We're putting a few of them. I think we only have time to put one of them in the film, where she goes, we don't want the blacks to figure out. We want to exterminate them. But she says, but that's why we need to recruit black leaders and black physicians who agree with us, and then because the blacks don't trust us, but they'll trust other blacks. I mean, it's just, and believe me, folks, the black leaders you see on TV are exactly the same. Let me tell you something. A black leader really starts leading black people, he's dead in about 10 minutes. All right? It's that simple. They've got a special place in their heart in the New World Order for running game on black people. And it's just so sick. I mean, a great society. We're going to give the government. The Democrats love you. We're going to make sure you have children, but no man in the house, and make sure you only have one or two children. And we're going to put Planned Parenthoods in all your communities, and we're going to get you on welfare, and we're going to CPS your kids, and you're going to go from only 10% illegitimacy to over 90% illegitimacy with your children. And we're going to ship all the drugs in and sell them in your community, and that's going to be the red light district. And then your black leaders, your local leaders, are going to run around and squawk and stuff whenever some cop shoots a black kid. But that's about it. The CPS is killing them and murdering them and drugging them. That's all going to be kept real quiet. I don't see the Hispanic leaders out when I have gone out and fought for their children. But I've been to the courthouses. I've been there. I've marched. I've gotten in the faces. I've been there when they're taking Mexicans' babies. Back when I was just doing a local show and the once-a-week TV show, I mean, I went out probably 50-plus times, and I frankly couldn't handle it anymore. It was too painful. I would get emotionally involved watching these families cry and this stuff. That is what changed me, folks, and I just cannot believe the stuff I've seen. Your Mexican leaders do not care about you, and your black leaders don't care about you, and your white yuppie leaders don't care about you. They're all in the same club laughing at all of us, and I'm sick of it. And I want to get up my hands on every single one of them. And I want juries of their peers to find them guilty. And I want them to hang high. And we can do it, folks. We can take this republic back. And there won't be any more grabbing people's children. There won't be any more Mercury. There won't be any more of this eugenics. Now, I'm almost out of time here. See, one caller, he brings up so many important points. I'm just telling the New World Order, we are going to get you. We are going to get you. And a lot of us won't make it to see that day, but it is going to happen. You are going to fall. You are going to fail. You just better put that in your pipe, and you better smoke that. Let's go ahead and let's talk to Mike in Pennsylvania because he's at Ground Zero with WeAreChange.org. Great folks that have been on the great reporting for InfoWars.com. Mike, what's going on there at the New Building 7 side of the New World Order crime operation?
Well, just minutes ago, Alex, we just put one of the largest protests in front of Building 7. We actually had four banners, and these guys in Building 7 just refused to come out now. They simply cower in fear from behind the counter.
This is the same goons that tried to claim you had bombs and were terrorists.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, now they know the name Alex Jones. They know the name InfoWars.com, and they're not going to touch us with a 10-foot pole.
No, they'll probably just touch me, but that's fine. I'm ready. I'm ready to be struck down by the enemy. Just so long as you guys, after I'm gone, don't let the COINTELPROs ruin my name. Defend me after I'm gone.
Yeah. Well, we also, if you go to our site, you're going to see another confrontation with Alan Combs. I did the first one. I was doing camera work on the second one.
That's right. We need to do a blurb on that for Jones Report, because that's a great little piece. I saw that last night.
Yeah, you can see in the video basically what happens. As soon as he sees the black shirts, he takes off running like a scared little dog. And, the great thing about it is, the guy just, he should be scared to go out in public from now on. You know, these guys are no longer celebrities. You know, they're complicit in this thing.
They are.
You know?
They are.
We also took over Washington Square Park later on that day. And for all the people out there that want to say that family members don't support us, we had Manny Padilla with us, and he took over the bullhorn. And YouTube was there doing a big thing, and we took over. We had four banners, about 20 people. It was great.
I need to get all of you guys on for a show. You are doing just fabulous work. Everybody's duplicating the actions that we've taken, that now that you've taken, and then that's how it grows from there. It is an unstoppable force. God bless you, my friend.
Well, let me just also say that the rest of today's 11th action is going on live on the Internet. If you go to wearechange.org, you can watch the whole festivities.
Fantastic, Mike. I really appreciate your call. All right, now back to the plugs for 9/11 Truth. Let's go back to Johnny Wave. I believe he's a young Marine who's been going out and protesting and demonstrating. You got cut off earlier. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
I am a young Marine. I am under contract with the Marine Corps right now, and I'm asking all service members to come out and protect our country from enemies both foreign and domestic.
Well, yeah, you were plugging something when you got disconnected.
Oh, I was plugging truthaction.org. That is our website to get involved with Truth Action. That's how I became involved just earlier this year. And we're growing just like wildfire right now, Alex. It's really inspiring.
I remember, I remember when I first had the Truth Action guys on, it really kicked off. That's fabulous. And same with We Are Change and everybody. And I'm just glad that you woke up. How did you wake up?
Yeah, it was a philosophy class I was in. I was going to college after the Marine Corps, and they showed me Freedom to Fascism as well as Loose Change, and they turned me on to you and your show, and it was quite. I mean, the months that I spent researching all of this after I was listening to you, because you were telling us, you know, don't just listen to me. Go out, research it for yourself, and I took that time out to really figure what was going on, and it was a big change in my life, and I've come to the decision that we've got to stop this, and this is where I'm dedicating myself.
We can never stop. Good to hear from you. I'll have you on as a guest sometime. I really appreciate your call. Let's now go ahead and talk to Gavin in California, trying to get everybody in here. Gavin, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to call and give you and your listeners an intelligence brief that I received. I want to give you my background. I am a high-ranking Mason in both the Scottish Rite and Commandery of San Diego. I regularly meet with people who are in the Council of Foreign Relations and Navy SEALs, intelligence people. And basically, what everybody's come to conclude is that it looks like the attack is going to happen in August during what's called the Dog Days. A lot of people are thinking that it's going to be August 23rd. Now, let me give you a little background on this so you can understand why this time period. In Masonry, there's what's called the Blazing Star. And what this is it's the star Sirius. Now, during the Dog Days of summer, this is when the sun lines up with Sirius. And in the ancient days, they believed that Sirius added energy to the sun, and this is why it was hot. Now, a lot of the ritual murders or terrorist attacks or whatever you want to call these things are done in conjunction with astronomical events.
Yeah, we've seen that in the past. Like they attacked Iraq when the Mars was closest to Earth in that couple hundred year cycle. But sir, I mean, if you are one of these high ranking Masons, why are you calling into the show to tell us this?
Well, because if you could, the way I look at it, the only way to stop these types of things is you get in them. You go to the core and you blow it up from the inside. You know, if you remember.
So, what degree? On what degree in the Masonic order are you?
I'm a 32nd degree Scottish Rite, and I'm Knights Templar. I'm involved in international dealings. I'm being groomed right now for some stuff I'm going to be doing in Turkey in 2010.
Well, I'd like you to give me some more info, so I maybe have you on as a guest sometime.
I actually would appreciate that because it's getting to the point where I'm actually starting to get a lot of heat. So,
oh, really? They know you're speaking out?
I've had my house broken into and had a death threat left.
Well, they wouldn't be grooming you anymore, though, if they'd found out what you're doing. Stay there. I'm going to talk to you during the break. We'll come back, Cam, in a few final calls, too. Stay with us.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Well, Gavin says he's going to send me his documentation, and if it checks out, we'll have him on about this big internal battle going on in Masonry. I know that's always going on, so we'll maybe get him on next week for an hour or something. Mike and Todd are the last two callers we have time for, or who's the next two in line here? Okay. Mike in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead. Or maybe, okay, Mike in Chicago, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
Good.
I was watching WTDW the other day, and they had a program on, WTDW is our, in Chicago, it's our local PBS station. They had a program on it called Churchill's Girl, and it was about a woman by the name of Pamela Digby, who ended up marrying Winston Churchill's grandson, I believe it was. She was also the mistress of Baron Rothschild, was crucial to Clinton's election, was in, created a committee called Democrats for the 80s and Democrats for the 90s, and ended up U.S. ambassador to France.
Oh, yeah, I've got People Magazine with Rothschild we had on last week as the young new star. Well, no, they definitely run things.
The interesting thing was in 71 she married Averell Harriman of Brown Brothers Harriman. So there is a direct tie between Harriman, Bush's grandfather, and Bill Clinton getting elected to president. All tied together.
The Bushes met 11 times with Clinton the year before he ran. It's totally staged. It's all
absolutely.
Fox News is behind Hillary.
I'll leave it to this because I know there's another guy. I agree that 9/11 is important, but it fits into a much bigger picture, and people have to get that through their heads. It's an entry point for people to question what's been going on, but it is a small facet of a much larger picture. It's just an incident they use to motivate people, but it all fits into a much bigger picture. And if we don't stop doing this, focusing solely on the minutiae of small incidents that have occurred and, you know, oh, my God, he wore pink shoes. It doesn't matter. You know, it fits into a much larger picture, and until we address the much larger picture, we're going to get mired down in all this, you know, all the stuff you get frustrated about. Everybody's picking one issue and just driving it into the ground.
Listen, you're very articulate, and I appreciate. I hope you call again, Mike. Why don't you write up a 3-paragraph blurb with your bibliography, send it to Aaron at Infowars.com, we'll post it. Because we need people who've made these, and I was aware of that, by the way, who've made these connections to help us. We can't do it all. We don't have the money, the staff, the personnel. Write it up. Send it to Aaron at Infowars.com. Or send it to submissions at Infowars.com. And we will get that stuff up on the sites. We'll get it dug. We'll get it out to people. I appreciate your call, Mike. Yeah, I mean, I tell people that it's all staged. I mean, it's staged, folks. People are getting that now, though, okay, for the first time ever. Let's go ahead and talk to Todd in Texas. Last caller, go ahead and take us out, Todd.
I am going to take us out, Alex. Good to talk to you. I'm a first-time caller, and I just want to rant for a second. I'm in Austin, Texas. I'm sick and tired of people denying that there's any kind of Masonic conspiracy. Let's talk about Austin, Texas, founded by Edward Burleson, Marabou Lamar, Stephen F. Austin's, all high-degree Freemasons. Edward Burleson and Marabou Lamar, high-level Freemasons, murderers, genocide, came here, killed all the natives. The people in Waco from today, look at the Indians of Waco back then. They killed them all genocide style. They said, leave or die. That is the foundation of all.
Yeah, listen, you got to learn, son, that if you want to get on air and you want to talk, you've got the floor, but you can't use profanity. Okay, don't call my show again. Until you can learn to straighten your mouth up. This is a free speech show, but it's not here for you to wipe your hinds ends with it. I'm sorry. I apologize for that little delving into English, non-King's English. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central here on the network. We have restreams 21 hours a day after the show ends. And you also have the free podcast at Infowars.com. Please spread the word about that. That's something that will have an effect that will wake people up that you can do on the web. All right. God bless you all. Take care. We'll see you back tomorrow.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.